Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Pamela?
Yeah, you are. Hi, yeah.
Hi, Pamela. My name's Aaron. I'm calling from MMA Legal. How are you?
I'm fine, yeah, I'm fine.
That's good. Pamela, I'm just giving you a call in regards to your Scottish redress claim that you've opened up with ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay, do you have 10, 15 minutes to go through a little chat with me?
Yeah, sure.
Perfect, Pamela. Just for data protection reasons, can you confirm your address for me, please?
It's number 30 Haddonfield Gardens. It's 5226ER.
Perfect, thank you very much for that. Pamela, just to let you know that these calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes, okay? Perfect. So what my job here is in the investigation team at MMA Legal, Pamela, is to basically, we've already got your statement that you've done with my other colleagues. My job here is to basically get the effects on what that has maybe on you now and what it might have done in the past. What I'm going to be doing is obviously painting the best and biggest picture that I can to present the strongest case I can to the Scottish Government for you. Okay, so I am going to ask a series of questions. Some of them may be sensitive and I do apologise in asking them. But it's just as I said, so I can paint the biggest picture that I can for you, okay?
Okay.
Alright, Pamela. So, just so I'm aware, do you currently suffer with any mental health issues at the minute?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, and what may them illnesses be?
Well, the first diagnosis, I got emotional, impulsive, and disability personality disorder. I have bipolar, but the bipolar is hereditary through my dad. So. Childhood trauma, post-traumatic stress disorder. I come with a lot of paperwork, eh?
Yeah, no, to be honest, when dealing with these cases, Pamela, the effects, obviously, with what, you know, the children and teenagers went through in the, since it's gone back to the 80s and even now the 90s, it's very traumatic what you've been around. So yeah, as you've just agreed there, you're not the only one out there that's been affected by this at the minute, and it's pretty sad to hear. You know, what you guys have been through, you know, and many other children and teenagers out there that are, you know, hopefully not going through to this day, but that's what we as a law firm want to be fighting for you for.
Because being a children's home in this day and age, I can't be happy. It's like a good time.
Are they, yeah?
We've got a lot of years, one of our friends, our boy's giving us some problems besides. He's just a very scary lad, but
yeah. Yeah, no, fair enough. Well, just so I've got them jotted down properly, I've got your bipolar disorder, your PTSD. What was the emotional one that you said, sorry?
Emotional, impulsive, unstable, borderline personality disorder. Oh,
Michael. Okay. No worries, I've got that here for you. Okay. And do you take any medication to manage these illnesses?
Yeah, I take 200 milligrams ketamine in the morning, 100 milligrams sertraline.
Yeah.
200 milligrams of lamotrigine at night, and 50 milligrams of quetiapine.
Okay, perfect.
I'm on Bedpiroxine because I've got an underactive thyroid, but that's not anything right now.
Yeah, no, I understand it with the underactive thyroid. My mum's got one of them as well.
Where are you? My poor kids too.
It's like a tablet for life, isn't it?
No, with a nightmare. I'm on hormones.
Yeah, no, I understand that one. Okay, and do you drink or take any recreational drugs at all?
I used to, yeah, a long time ago, just like recreational, back in the day, but I don't technically know drink or anything. It's kind of scary to me. I don't go to a wedding or my birthday, maybe. New Year's, Christmas, normal.
Yeah, just odd occasional drink.
Yeah.
Okay, and one question I have to ask, and I do regret asking, but it's just so I can gather the best knowledge that I can on yourself, Pamela, is have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life?
Yeah, actually, at the age of 13, I took about 60 paracetamols and I was kept in hospital for like 6 months due to the fact that there's actually not any mental hospitals or places up in Inverness for children as well, to accommodate me, so I was kept in the children's ward there. And over the years, just life. That were real, I think.
Okay. Can you remember the name of the hospital that you were admitted to at the time?
Yeah, it's Readmore Hospital in Inverness.
Did you say Readmore or Readmore?
Readmore, R-A-I-G.
Sorry, say that again. M-A...
R-A-I-G-N-O-R-E.
Wait, go on,
thank you.
Okay, I'm just, do a factor on that one.
That's all my paperwork that I've got as well. I got all my files sent over to me.
Ah, did you, yeah?
Yeah, so I've just been waiting for... Can I get that? It can't be... I'm just waiting for, well, it's waiting for yourself just to get an email address. I can just like send them all over to you.
Ah, okay, perfect. Well, if you want, you can keep hold of them. Because
oh no, they're in an email attachment.
Ah, okay, yeah. All right. Well, I'll liaise with my manager and see what our procedure is. Whether we can just accept them off yourself, or whether we officially have to get them requested back off the services itself.
Okay. Quite a funny thing, so when I asked for them, I had a social work woman come and say to me, oh, well, would you like to refer you to a social work to help me go through? Oh, wait, no, thank you. You've done enough on my life.
Yeah, no, I get that. Whilst my manager is here, do you mind if I just pop you on the hall for a second, then I can just quickly ask where we are in doing this call? Okay, bear with me 1 second. Thank you. Hello, Pamela, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Perfect, yeah. What my manager's just advised there is obviously, I get you to send over them documents to ourselves. We'll still request for the documents anyway, obviously from the NHS services and from your social care settings as well. And then we can compare what documents we have together, whether you've got the full documents or we have, and we can just, you know, kind of link it all together. So at the end of this phone call, I'll give you our email address just for you to send them documents to.
Yeah, okay then. That's cool.
Perfect. Thank you for that. Just so I've obviously got all of my details together as well. Can I grab the name of your practice as well, please?
Yeah, oh, actually, not because I'll just go on here and get it because my doctor, there's one doctor surgery at one side and one at the other side, and I've never. It's not really clotting or clotting or Alright, okay, yeah, it's a clotting medical practice, not surgery.
Okay. Do you mind spelling that one for me, please?
Yeah, so it's C-U-L-L.
C-U-L-L.
O-D-E-N.
O-D-E-N?
Yes.
Okay, medical practice. Yeah, we've got that here in Inverness.
Yeah.
Okay. Client is registered. And did you say that you registered as another GP as well?
No, just no. What it is the medical practice there. It's like a big building, but when you walk in, it's got two different areas. So you've got medical and surgery. I just can never remember which one it is, if it's medical or surgery, because kind of my phone's just been leaked.
Ah, fair enough. I get you. So how long have you been registered after, say, medical practice?
Oh, about 14 years.
Okay.
Probably longer than that. Yeah, what's 17. About 18 years, actually.
18 years. That's fine. Okay, and then just to confirm your care settings, I've got that you was under Highland Council.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we've got Coral Park Children's Home.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to... Yep, okay, I've got them listed as Arnless Rossshire. And then we've got Wick Children's Home as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just have a look at this one. Da-da-da-da. Okay, and that they were run by Highland Council as well, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yep, okay. Not a problem. Okay, Pamela, so looks like I've got the details that I need here. So I'm just going to run through a few things just so obviously you're aware of what the process is.
You've missed out a home. There's Darnley Children's Home.
Okay, I've only got the three here, so I'll make an extra note of that.
Right, what one have we got? We've got Crow Park.
Park, Wick. I've got one that was registered under Highland Council. I haven't got a name for.
Ah, oh, that was down here then, yeah.
Is it?
I think so, yeah.
So there's three care settings that you was in, is that correct?
Yeah, and that was care home, and then there was two foster parents.
Okay, you were under foster parents as well.
Yeah.
Perfect, okay. Do you remember the names or the maybe districts that you were in?
So the first one that which I actually got up for recent is Corbett. I think it's Mary and Peter Corbett. And that was Claude and Moore. They were under Highlands as well, they're Claude and
Highland Council. Okay, and then do you remember your second set of foster parents?
Yeah, it was Emma and Dougie Rogers, and that was... Smiley's.
What? Where were they, sorry? Inverness,
yeah, it was Highlands as well.
Okay, perfect. Okay, thank you very much for confirming them for the parents as well. Obviously, just gathers more evidence on yourself. Okay. So, yeah, so we've got the three care settings under Highland, or we've got two under Highland Council, and the other one under... Where was Wick?
Wick is... I don't know, it's under... think myself.
This says, oh yeah, sorry, yeah, so Wick was Highland Council.
What was
the other one? Inverness, yeah, Lochshire. Yeah, which is obviously Highland as well. So it looks like they're all under the one council, which is pretty straightforward. We'll cross-reference this anyway through our systems, and obviously I can always correct that on my end of things before, obviously, whilst putting your case together. But obviously, yeah, just to run through a few things with yourself, a few pointers and whatnot. This is just kind of like you could call the boring part of the phone call. Just me reiterating a few things to yourself. One of the things obviously you may have heard from our previous phone call, but I just do have to mention it just for our compliance team. Once obviously that has been read out and said, obviously if there's any questions at the end, I'll answer them and then I'll let you go. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Perfect, Pamela. Thank you. So yeah, obviously just letting you know in the meantime throughout this whole process, I am going to be your caseworker. So I basically now do work for you. So what that means is this process that we're going to be going on is roughly going to be around about 6 to 12 months. That's just me gathering your case and making it the best and strongest case possible to put forward to the Scottish Government. This case has been recognised by the Scottish Government and they've given us a case number for yourself, which now then recognises you to be a vulnerable citizen. Due to the nature of the traumatic circumstances that you were in through care. So the Scottish Government do want to listen to this case. So this will be put forward to an independent panel in Scotland, which means that you or I do not have to attend because it is behind closed doors. Once that decision has been made, I'll be straight on the phone to you to let you know what that decision was. But obviously, as I said, throughout this whole process, this long process, I am going to be touching base with you every 4 to 5 weeks, whether that be by phone or email. You'll have some sort of update on yourself. So yeah, as I said, my name is Anne, just in case I forgot to mention that earlier. Going through the funding side of things, this is just what I need to read out back to yourself. As I said, you might have heard this in the previous phone call with my other department. But once this is all read out to you, I can let you free. Okay, so the three options that you do have when doing this application, Pamela, is option one is you can apply to do this application yourself without a solicitor or a law firm. Obviously gathering your own case and evidence and putting that forward to the Scottish Government. But option two is you can get another solicitor or law firm, which is within the government legal fee scheme, where they get paid £2,000 by the Scottish Government to deal with your case. But obviously, whether you win or lose the case, obviously whatever they do with the legal fees or whatever, I'm not under any knowledge to know what or how they go about their cases. But what I can tell you with option three and how we work as a private independent law firm is that we work under a no win, no fee kind of case basis. So for whatever reason, we know if the result doesn't go our way, we don't put you under any financial pressure or scrutiny, shall we say. So we'll never come shaping for any funds, as we are covered by our own insurance. But obviously what we do like to do for yourself is, first and foremost, get an official apology from the Scottish Government, but also fight for some financial compensation for yourself as well. So if you are still happy to use ourselves, we can go ahead and start your case today.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm happy.
What was that, sorry, Panda?
I said I'm more than happy. It's actually been quite smooth. The last man I spoke to in the show, because I've actually been putting it off because it's just been so, like, my head just is spinning with it, and I thought, oh, I can't deal with it.
Yeah.
You're doing what I thought. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I can understand that fully, Pamela. There is some people out there who, from what you've gone through as young adults and teens, is you know, it's people just bottle it up. You know, they don't want to talk about it, and then obviously when it comes across people like ourselves bringing it back up, you know, it can have some sort of effect, and that's normal human nature for that to happen. Obviously, just to reassure you, obviously we are here. We are dealing with these cases, and we're dealing with a very big group of people who are going through very, very similar instances like yourself. You know,
I can't believe people. And like when I really haven't talked about it, but the few things that have come out when I've told my partner, I really just know that no way that could actually happen.
Yeah.
I think like people that have like kind of a good normal upbringing and everything, and they don't seem to know that these things that could genuinely did happen, and it happened worse back before me as well in the day. Like homes were hit, horrible. It was just horrible.
Yeah, no, it isn't. It's not the nicest at all for what you've been through, and obviously,
people
yeah.
People worse than me, so you know, much worse than me. And
yeah.
What I've been through, I find that hard to deal with. I can't even begin to imagine the people that have gone through a lot worse.
Yeah, no, it's not the nicest to put anybody in or even think of, is it? No, but Pamela, honestly, we really do appreciate how much you've opened up with us over the past week or two. And what you have told us, obviously, it's you know, we're here to fight for you now, and you know, you've got people who are here for you, who are listening to you, and you know, as I said, like I'm going to be doing my hard work behind the scenes to make sure I get the best possible circumstance to come for yourself. All right, so if you've got any,
then taking accountability for what they have done to me and other children over the years. And I went about treating just like fucking animals, man.
Yeah, no, it's not the nicest at all. And as I said, you have been brave and very, like, you know,
admit it in the notes. You can see it in the notes. It's like it's normal.
Let's go
normalise that.
Anyway,
yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no, not a problem, Hammer. You don't need to thank me. That's what we're here for, and that's what we're here to fight for you for. So, thank you for being honest and opening up to us. You know, we really do appreciate that. And as I said, if there's anything else that you need to ask me in the meantime throughout this whole process, save this number down, call on you one, and, you know, give me a call. You know, I'm only a call away. Even if you want a quick update on what has happened with your profile, if you've heard anything, you're more than welcome to give me a call, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Not a problem, Pamela. Thank you very much for your time today. I really do appreciate that. Do you have anything else to ask me before I go?
No, I will. What I'll do is when we give you that email, I will send it.
Sorry, yeah, email.
Okay.
Do you have WhatsApp at all?
Oh, I do, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The number I've got, for some reason, isn't connected to the WhatsApp that I've got, because I've broken my other phone. Somebody who's been messaging me from your place on WhatsApp, though.
So. Oh, did you receive that WhatsApp, did you?
What is it? It was... hi there, are you free? Nice. Ah, yes, come here.
Okay. That might have been our work phone, which is in our other office in Manchester. I've put your phone into our system here on our WhatsApp system, and it's not popped up. Do you want to? It can be. That's a technology for you. Would you like to either write it down or go onto your notes on your phone and grab this email address off yourself?
I have paper and pen, so I can write it down.
Yep. Let me know when you're ready. Okay, so the email address is case, CASE, management, at MMA Legal.
MMA?
MMA Legal, yeah. Mike Alpha.
Legal.
.co.uk.
MMA, I was like, ooh.
So yeah, so casemanagement@mmalegal.co.uk.
I'll send that over to Smiley then.
Yeah, yes, send that over. We'll attach your documents to the file. And then obviously, once we get your records back, we'll cross-reference them and see if there's anything missing or any extra parts that have been added. And then obviously, yes, just go from there. As I said, I'll keep you up to date in the process as well.
That's brilliant. Thank you.
Not a problem, Pamela. Thank you very much for your time today, and have a lovely evening.
You too. Have a nice evening. Bye-bye. Bye.
Yeah, thank you.